Welcome to your five for the day. Inevitably, as we move into a new year, we tend to look back and think of events that dominated the year we have left behind. For many, one phenomenon seems to recur with painful regularity, and that was the number of hurricanes that besieged some of the Caribbean islands. Because of modern-day media facilities, we saw detail after tragic detail of how island after island was devastated by these hurricanes. One of the most deadly and damaging was Hurricane Irene. With the sophisticated scientific facilities available, the forecasters were able to plot its birth, its progress, its speed, and its course with almost pinpoint accuracy. Times when it would hit land were given. The areas of the islands it would affect were indicated. The warning would be issued to head for higher ground and potential safety. Tragically, it would mean that many, if not all, possessions would be lost, as homes and businesses were destroyed, and the infrastructure of daily living would be obliterated. But if these warnings were heeded, then lives could be saved, and surely that was what was most important. After all, eventually possessions can be replaced, infrastructure can be restored, life can go on. But if a life is lost, then nothing can be done to replace or restore that. I ask the following questions. Were the forecasts given to endanger life or to save life? Were warnings given to frighten people or to help people? Was guidance given to benefit those listeners or to condemn them? Well, obviously, with danger imminent, all was done to try to save, to help, to benefit all involved. We have just one life to live. For some it will be short, for others it will be long. But after life in this world comes a never-ending eternity to be spent either in the bliss of heaven or in the agony of hell, being a place of torment. Scripture says, "It is appointed unto men and women once to die, and after this the judgment." However, in the mercy of our loving God, we can escape that judgment when we listen to the warnings God has given us as recorded in the Bible. The fact of this judgment is certain. The ability to avoid this is also certain, but only when we heed the warning and respond to the guidance given. The greatest biblical illustration of this is found in Genesis chapter 19. And concerns the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. Tremendous sin was being practiced in these cities, so much so that God had to pronounce judgment on them of a catastrophic nature. However, he demonstrated his love and mercy by sending messengers into the city to warn of the pending judgment. Those who listened and heeded the warning were delivered from the disaster. Those who paid no attention and ignored the warning paid the price with the loss of life. No one could accuse God of not being fair or merciful, and neither will anybody be able to point an accusing finger in his direction in eternity if reaping the consequence of their unforgiven sin. Jesus on the cross has already been judged on our behalf and taken our punishment. To avoid it, we need to listen to him when he says, "Come unto me, and I will give you rest." Or again, "I am the door. By me, if any person enters in, he or she shall be saved." These are signposts pointing us to the Savior who can save us, keep us, and satisfy us, and ultimately bring us to the joy and safety of heaven. Your responsibility is to listen to these loving words of warning and advice and respond to them by faith, and know what it is to be safe for time and eternity.